Welcome to Roosters Radio ahead of round 11 against the Brisbane Broncos, and we're coming off quite the win. For starters, let's talk about an awesome win on Saturday night. Belle, what did you make of that one?
Oh, what a game. It was fantastic. To go away and get that win, that was just awesome. It was awesome. What do you reckon, Bush?
Yeah, look, I was really pleased to I think we've asserted ourselves now. The fans have put a lot of pressure on the players. You know, the big names, Tedesco and Cooper Cronk, have been under the microscope by, you know, as our new buyers. I think they were outstanding. They stood up. I think our forwards just absolutely dominated in the middle there. I think JWH is pressing for a starting spot. And, you know, it was just so exciting to hold them to zero.
He's showing the hunger, isn't he? And Bush, obviously a complete team performance from the fellas. Really hard to single some guys out. But was there anyone that stood out to you as one of the guys who really helped us lift to 32-0?
Yeah, look, there's a bit of nepotism here. Radio Hub's Luke Keary. Probably sponsored by Radio Hub and Roosters Radio. I think he just showed those little touches that he had a couple of years ago where he went to the line a lot, used that beautiful dummy show and go, and you forget how quick he is. And then to turn the ball inside to Tedesco, who raced away, he needed the try, 100th game. It was all there for the fans to see. That's what we want to see more of, and it was really nice to see the boys put it together.
I think the forwards obviously showed up and played well.
Big time.
Hargraves and Napa had a great game. Hargraves, I think, first 24 minutes on the field, he made 141 metres. So it was huge. I think he finished the game with 171 metres. So had a great game.
Rossi, can I also give a mention to a boom, 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 see a taka yeho. That's why we made the song. He makes a huge difference. He's footwork when he gets the ball. He's amazing. And I learned something from Brian Fletcher in the office today. He told me to run at his inside shoulder, and I don't want to run it either, after what happened. But he was teaching someone who asked him about where you're supposed to run. He was generally giving a dad some coaching lessons, and he said, you watch Taki Yeho run. So he'll come forward in line, and, you know, he said, and just steps. And he did that all game. He was just a meter eater. It was really good to see.
He really loves coming up against his old club. Let's not forget that 2015 game at Mount Smart Stadium where he absolutely tore them to shreds from the second row.
Yeah.
First 80-minute performance.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, really incredible stuff. One thing that I think was really underrated about our performance was how we actually managed to pull it together. Because for the first 20 minutes, I don't know if you guys remember, it was looking a little bit same old, wasn't it? It was looking a little bit, oh, here we go.
It's the arm wrestle. You expect with the Warriors.
And then there's just a moment where it clicked, that money ball from Cronk to Ryan Madison, where that could have gone out the back and could have been the wrong decision. Straight to the right man, straight to the right hole. That's the stuff of winning games, isn't it?
One of my faves. But I really liked Cronk taking it to the line.
Yeah.
He took it to the line and just put Madison in, and I thought that was great.
A couple of rare dummy and goes there, wasn't there?
And Cooper's kicking game was amazing. That, you know, what you expect from him at Origin level. I think that's the problem. We expect him to play his best game ever every week, and it's really, really hard because he's steering the side round. I'll tell you what I noticed. He is one tough player.
Isn't he?
He just gets bashed. The amount of times he got hit after the kick, like, you know, it's line ball. But I tell you, he still gets hit and gets up and just goes, oh, yeah, that's rugby league.
He gets up and moves on, but that shows how many years he's been in the game, how many years he's been doing it. He's just so tough, isn't he? It's interesting some of the comments he made. He was talking about State of Origin, and obviously he's dealing with a lot of guys who are bolters for the Blues, and he's actually given a nod to Latrell Mitchell of anything. So let's talk about some of these Origin bolters. With obviously you got the big three for Melbourne last year, and none of them are eligible for Origin now that Cameron Smith's pulled out as well. So you've got a hooking position, you've got a fullback position, and you've got a halves position in Queensland that needs to be filled, and we can fill at least one of those, Bush.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it funny? I wonder if they knew about it, the Queenslanders, or it's one of those things that it's been sprung on them. I don't think it has been sprung on them, but they must have had this in mind, so it's going to be really good. Speaking of Latrell Mitchell, I cannot wait to see him in a Blues jersey. I think he's going to create the type of dynasty in that spot that Greg Inglis has enjoyed as a Queenslander, and it was kind of nice a couple of weeks ago to see them face off against each other and see that master sort of apprentice scenario. He's got a long way to go, but I think Latrell's a powerhouse for Origin.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Bell, is there any other shoe-ins you sort of see that could be playing representative football come June?
Keary.
Yeah? Okay.
I would love to see him in there. He's speed. He's playing so well this year. You know, he came back in round two and he just, when he came back after our first game in round one, when he came back, he lit the side up. He brought some, you know, some new avenues to the game. And I just think him in a Blues, it'll do his game and experience so much better as well.
Let's talk about the fullback. You know, there's talk about Turbo Tom Trbojevic coming over from Manly, and he's a great young player, but Tedesco just has that Origin sort of powerhouse about him.
He does.
Where the different style of fullback, I think Trbojevic is a great backup, and Tedesco's kind of like a forward when you need him. He's like a pinball, you know? Bounces and takes those hard yards. So I think he'll be another shoo-in too.
I think they've got to go with him. They've got to stay.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
I don't think Turbo's ready. He's a little bit inconsistent at the moment with his playing and his game.
His older brother's a shoo-in, but definitely Tedesco at fullback for one, out of our Roosters. Yeah. Here's an interesting one for you. I mean, we don't like to talk about Queensland too much because we're all New South Welshmen, but respect to our enemy. Dylan Napper. Dylan Napper's, he's consistent. Yes. One thing I do like about Queensland, his club form, Dylan's been inconsistent this year by his own admission, but he's really come good and like he's just been sort of under the radar.
But wasn't he good against the Warriors?
I thought he was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know what I think he did? He measured his performance. A lot of the people that are in the know and former players say to Silky and I, you know, Dylan Napper's got to be less about the big hit and more about consistent sort of pressure. And I go, yeah, I suppose a fair point. But I think he measured that and managed that really, really well. He put some stinging shots on, but more of them. He was far more effective that way, rather than that one big hit where everyone remembers it.
Totally. Well, it begs an interesting question. Cameron Smith, officially retired from representative football. That leaves the number 9 jersey open.
You have to give Friendly a shot.
Do you have to? I think you have to, don't
Kevin
you?
Kevin Walters has got to say to Jake Friend, there's only one reason you never made Origin, and there's two initials. It's called CS, and it stands for Cameron Smith.
Yeah.
But he's got to get his shot. As a rugby league fan, I'm not a Queenslander, but I'd like to see him get that opportunity at least to say, yep, I played a series for Queensland.
As far as toughness is concerned, I think Jake Friend was made for Origin, as far as I'm concerned. It's unfortunate that he hasn't had that opportunity yet, but Cameron Smith, A, never injured, and B, probably one of the greatest hookers to ever play the game. So he's obviously been a hard person to replace.
I think he deserves it, definitely. His work rate is amazing, and why not? Go for it, mate. Go and do us proud. Do the Roosters proud. Get in there. Obviously, don't win. We want the Blues to win. But I think he should be there for sure.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Well, welcome back to Roosters Radio fans. And as we say every single week, we get the big guests. There's none bigger, Silky and Bells, than our fearless leader. Of course, he's our Origin captain. He's our Roosters captain. You know what? There's no better player. Boydie Cordnett, welcome to Roosters Radio. First time in 2018.
Thanks for having me, guys. How are we? Good?
Very well, mate. Very well. Bells has been dying to kick off with the first question, Boydie, and ever since she met you there at Rooster's Radio on the car park, she said, I've got to ask Boydie a big question. And Bells, kick it off.
I'm going to be nice. How you going, Boyd?
I'm good, thank you.
I thought I'd just, jump in with the first question about the off-season, or lack of it, actually, for you. Having a big World Cup and then knee surgery, you know, and then straight into the season. How are you travelling with it, and how's it feeling coming into Origin?
Yeah, it's been, to tell you the truth, at the start it was quite tough to, I thought it might have been, just fit in a bit more easily than expected. But, I had my last game of footy was on the 2nd of December. That was the World Cup final, and then had to get the stem cell procedure on my knee, and only had all of December and then back into training at the start of the year. So I didn't get a big break, I needed to get back to make sure I was sweet for the start of the season. I needed to get into my rehab for my knee and everything. So that all went to plan. And then we started off the season. So it's actually been not too bad. Obviously, we're having a pretty short pre-season. It takes you a while to get used to with like the match fitness and everything, but body's feeling really good now. And, we've had a couple of good wins in a row, and, getting into the exciting part of the year with Origin and that just around the corner.
Boyd, Silky here, mate. Speaking of Origin, big news today. Cam Smith retiring from Origin. When you think about some of the players that you've played against in your career and as an Origin captain, where does Cam Smith rate?
He's definitely up there. You know, he would have to probably be the best, wouldn't he, that I've come up against. Him and Thurston and, obviously Slater, they're all in that top caliber of players where, they're just freakish and, probably future of ball. He will be an immortal. He's had such a great career, and not only for his club, but what he's done at rep level is pretty impressive. And, to do it year in, year out, and to stay at the top, and it's quite impressive. So, yeah, it's probably good news for New South Wales supporters.
Boyd, just touching on Origin, mate, look, from a Roosters perspective, a lot of people are mentioning Luke Keary at the moment. You know, Latrell Mitchell's being talked about. Obviously, with Cam Smith retiring today, Friendy comes into the equation. Fergo, of course. Mate, there's a few of your teammates being named as Origin potential. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and deservingly so. They've been in some great form. Fergie's been unbelievable on the wing for us this year, and Friendy's been knocking on the door for Origin for a while now. So you'd think that he would probably get a call up there. And like you said, with the talk about the New South Wales halves with Keary getting thrown up and the form that Latrell's in, they've all in some really good form. And, you know, we've got, I think, three more matches before Origin's pick. So, you know, if they keep playing the way they are, I'm sure they'll put their hand up for sure for selection.
Yeah, Boardy Bush here, mate. I just want to change gear a little bit from our Origin focus into the Roosters teams. It's very easy to sit behind the fence and, you know, sit in the stands. We're huge fans, big supporters of the club, and we're always behind our boys. But I think sometimes we get caught up in expecting too much. We think, right, you know, we're going to get Cooper Cronk and James Tedesco on the side. That's going to add to Boyd Cordon and Friendy, and we all play our fantasy leagues. Do you guys, this year, on the results we've had, has there ever been any, I wouldn't call it panic, but any need for the players to reassess things or change? Or have the whole time you guys just been, you know exactly where you're going?
Yeah, the whole time we've been really confident and, you know, in the direction that we're headed. Obviously, it was going to take a bit of time with some new personnel there, but we've changed a few things as well with our attack, but our foundations are sort of really the same. And, you know, we've been training really well, and the games that we've won really well, and the games that we've lost, it hasn't sort of been the opposite. So we've always been confident that we know that, you know, it's all there, ready to go, because we've proved it in the performances that we've won. And it's just about finding that consistency and doing that week in, week out.
Taking it forward this weekend, Boyd, and you know, as you mentioned, fixing the errors and your completion rate and whatnot, what are the boys got to do this weekend to beat the Broncos on Friday night?
Our big training session's tomorrow, so we'll go through our game planning and everything tomorrow. But just simply, it's just building off that defensive performance last week against the Warriors. If we can hold on to that, I think it will set us up really, really good early on in the game. And, I think we'll just be keeping it pretty simple again. And, you know, we all know how classy the Broncos are, especially up there in Brisbane.
Yeah, it'd be good to get three in a row too.
We've got three young Clovelly Crocs joining us in the studio today who are dying to ask you a question. We've got young Tex Filipek. Take it away, Tex.
Hi, Boyd. Just asking, what does it take to be a leader of the Sydney Roosters and the New South Wales Blues?
Hey, Tex, good question, mate. For me, I've never sort of really set out and wanted to be. Like, I never said, look, I'm going to be a leader. It's just something that's always been in me, and I suppose the way I've brought up and my upbringing, I had to sort of grow up pretty quickly. So I think that was all embedded in me since I was a kid. As far as your question goes, what it takes, a lot of patience. You got to be calm, got to be assertive, and you got to be confident. You got to, probably confidence is one of the biggest things about leadership, because you got to make your players and your coach believe what you're saying. So there are a few of the characteristics that I believe in, what it takes to be a good leader. So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Now, up next, Boydie, we've got Pearl. Pearl's got a question for you. Take it away, Pearl.
Hey, Boyd, it's Pearl here. And I was just wondering, that out of all the sports that you played as a kid, which one even compared to rugby league?
Hey, Pearl. Yeah, I've played a lot of sports. I suppose union's the closest thing to league, but always loved playing cricket as a kid. And, you know, if I wasn't playing rugby league, I'd probably want to be a cricket player.
All right, we've got one more. Take it away.
Hi, Boyd, it's Nate from Clovelly Crocs, Victor Radley's old club. What's it like to play with Victor Radley?
Hey, Nate, yeah, it's so good. Watching him as a young kid coming through, he's always been a special talent. And just to see the preseason he's had at the Roosters, you know, I knew he was going to be in for a special year, and he started off really well. He's playing that bench role perfectly with his aggression and the way he tackles really lifts the boys and changes the momentum of the game. So, yeah, it's been unreal so far playing with Vic, and he's only young, so hopefully he can get a lot more games with him.
Well, there you go, Boydie. We're gonna leave it at that, mate. We really want to thank you for joining us here today, and I know we've got young Tex over there. He's beaming from ear to ear. It was a great answer to his question. It was a great interview. So, mate, look,
and let me say, Boydie, you can tell the impact you have on these young players. And he's going to go out there on Sunday and make 1,000 tackles and just cart that pigskin up from his own 10-yard line. Thanks so much, mate.
That's good. No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Boyd. There you have it. What a great leader, Silky. What a great leader, Bells. And, you know a club's strong when you've got strong leadership. I love how Robbo is just like a ship in the night, mate. Doesn't matter how rough the sea is. He just keeps going ahead. He chugs along. Boydie's a bit the same. He doesn't panic in games. He shows a lot of emotion, but he shows it controlled. And he actually settles his players down. It's get back. And I reckon you see him in the press conferences, and I mean it. When I say happy to have a loss, I mean he's happy to cop a loss because he knows next week he'll just improve that little bit more. And I reckon that's really, really a good foundation for where we're headed.
Well, that's what leadership is. It's showing by example, and we've got two of the best, the coach and the captains.
And I do say it respectfully, he's got a very old head on young shoulders.
Mm.
Well, if you look at his chin, I think they looked at it in hospital, and I think it's 1,000 years old.
You're on Roosters Radio. Back in a sec.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Silky, on the line, we have, well, he's your former boss.
Well, we had a very important job at Roosters HQ, Bush. Very important job.
Keys to the vault. Hey, the man with the keys to the vault, the man with Nick Politis' ear, the man with the checkbook, which is, it was important to us, that's for sure. Mate, he is competing in a shitbox rally, Brisbane to Darwin, and of course him and his partner, Steve Davey, have done a great job, getting a Holden Barina together. And Silky, they're raising big money for charity. Manuel's here to talk to us about it. Take it away.
Manuel, welcome to Roosters Radio. Now, obviously, driving from Brisbane to Darwin, it's a long bloody way. How many Ks is that?
Mate, it's 3,880 Ks.
Wow.
And a lot of it is on unsealed roads. So we go not the conventional way and go through towns with some population of 100 people in some places. So, can't wait.
And obviously, the name of the rally is the Shipbox Rally. Your shipbox of choice is a Holden Barina, which is half covered in the Roosters logo and half covered in South logo. Tell us a bit about how that came about.
One of my good mates is a Rabbitohs fan. I know you can't, I did pick him, but anyway, he's a Rabbitohs fan, and we decided a while ago it would be a fun thing to do. We flipped a coin and we painted half and half Roosters and half Rabbits. So we do get some strange looks when we drive around. But, that was how it came about.
Mate, change your gear for a second. There's a serious side to what you are doing, and it's a great side. You're raising money for the Cancer Council. Have you had many Australians that live in these days have always had, someone in their family, friends, something very close to them, been touched by the, tragedy.
I've been pretty fortunate. I haven't had anyone directly. A lot of friends and things like that. And, it touches one in three people in Australia in some form or another. So I think it's a great cause. And that was a major reason for taking part in it as well,
And, mate, you yourselves have raised $11,000 as your contribution to the total of 1.7. You must be really pleased.
Yeah, we are. You've got to raise $4,000 to start the rally.
Yep.
And we thought, it's going to be a challenge. And we started, and luckily both clubs gave us some stuff to auction off as well. That helped a lot.
Yep.
And
you'd have a few old Roosters jerseys in the cupboard, no doubt.
Absolutely, mate. And the thing is, friends, family, everyone's been fantastic. And we've got over 11K now. So, we're stoked with that.
Oh, congratulations. Now, mate, how do our fans, how do our club, how does Nick Politis get on get on and support and raise money and donate?
Well, they can just go to, we've got a Facebook page we've set up, a rooster and a rabbit, and they can go through there and they'll find the link to donate on there, to be honest.
Mate, well, that's a job well done, Silky.
Yeah, well, look, it starts or it kicks off on May 19th. So not many more sleeps, Manuel. Look, we wish you all the best, mate, and please drive safely and hope to see you up there at the bowling club soon. We'll have a beer.
Mate, take care of yourself and have a great trip. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Go the Roosters.
Bye. Just want to thank Scott Bennett and the team at East Leagues, as always, doing a wonderful job supporting our community, from our junior league to guys like Manuel, just to Rooster and his mate, the Rabbit, who are raising money for an amazing cause. You're on Roosters Radio, back right after this.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Let's talk about this Friday night. Enemy territory, Suncorp Stadium, Bush. It's always a tough task playing the Broncos.
Yeah, it is a tough task. Brisbane is kind of like Cronulla for us. They're a bogey team. Mm-hmm. It can go either way. But I do think this year, and the way we played last week, I think this is the beginning of our season.
It's funny you say that, them being a bogey team, because you know we played them 3 times last year, and we got them twice.
Yeah. Oh.
It always seems to work as the trend that Suncorp, they get us. At Allianz, we get them. So it's an interesting trend. But as mentioned, it's such a tough place to win at Suncorp Stadium, isn't it, Belle?
It is. I'm looking forward to the clash. I think the groundsmen have got a bit of a job this week. I was watching the double header on Saturday night, I think it was. The grass, the turf was just getting, you know, cut up. So hopefully they, at Suncorp. Yeah. Victor Radley.
Yes, back in the side.
Coming back. Back into the side after suspension. Had the game off on the weekend. I'm looking for a big game from him again.
Yeah, you reckon he's got something to prove after a week off?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a great game.
I think you're right.
And therein lies a really good opportunity. If we talk about Friendy, just to go back a touch.
Yep.
Friendy goes into Origin. Mm-hmm. Victor comes into the run-on. I'd love to see him get that chance to play
80 minutes.
60 or 80 if it's going to be. It probably will be 80, but he may be replaced. Just to see how he handles that role.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good thing. So him coming back into the side, I think, brings a lot of spark and spring into our defence.
Well, let's not forget, he did get a string of games playing starting at hooker last year when Friendy was injured.
Yep.
And he did impress, but that was early, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So if he gets his chance to shine for 80, now that he's got a bit of experience under his belt, it's going to be scary. But something I want to talk to you guys about leading into this one, a guy that has traditionally given us a fair bit of grief over the last few seasons is a guy named Jack Bird. Always gave us a few headaches playing for Cronulla. Wayne Bennett's dropped him.
Oh, wow.
Wayne Bennett has dropped him. Yeah. So he's not playing this week. Is this good for us or is this bad for us? What do we make of Jack Bird not being in the side?
Wow.
I think it's good for us. I think he's a talented player. So
isn't
obviously
he?
Something's happened there. You know, he wasn't performing or Wayne wasn't happy with him with something. But they've got a few players out as well. They're quite injury stacked. What do you think, Bush? What's your take on it?
My take's this. We often talk to Robbo and you did that amazing interview, Bills. And what I like about Coach Robinson is he doesn't really care about the opposition as much. He analyses what they're doing. Mm. And I just think that on the weekend we saw everything in the offset. The only one that didn't have any doubts, and as fans, we all, even myself and Silky and us guys, are saying, oh, have we got this right? We're all trying to tinker with the machine, where Robbo just keeps giving it oil because he knows what he wants to do. And I think you'll see us on Friday night. I'm calling 13 plus, to be honest with you.
Calling 13 plus?
I think the turnaround to keep the Warriors to zero, he's big on D, he loves the defence. And then the way the attacks finally clicked, I'm looking for a big game.
I reckon they're going to smash him. I'm excited to see the 3 straight wins. And Friendy too. Like, if he's being thrown around now for Origin, he's playing up there in Brisbane at Suncorp.
Great point.
He's going to have a great game.
Cronk back at Suncorp will be going, wow, this is probably one of the last games I'll play at this ground. I love it so much. There's so many good memories.
Well, that's it for another episode of Roosters Radio.
Easter win.